The knot. This is how the old people tie a knot. First, they dig a hole. To keep the knot from slipping or breaking, the hole should be dug in darkness, just after the first big flood of the rainy month, when the clouds are thick and the mud is thick and the night is dark enough for digging. Because knot makers cannot be hole diggers, and hole diggers cannot be knot makers, and because hole diggers dig holes at night, while knot makers make knots by day. A knot maker with a knot to make cannot just dig his hole easily and be easily on his way. Just as any hole digger would know that knots tied by hole diggers do not make for holes that are very good, the knot maker himself will know that a hole dug by a knot maker will not make for a knot that has been worth its making. And so the knot maker does it like this. When the place for his hole has been marked and is ready to be dug, the knot maker will look far away from the knot to the many things in the village that are not knots, and here he will say without words that there is a hole that needs digging. For this, the knot maker might visit a friend to trade salt, and here he will say to his friend, in passing, "If only there were a hole down by the field where the old umbilical tree leans out over the river." At this, the two will do their trading, and the knot maker will leave. But later, when a friend has come by to trade salt, the knot maker's friend will say what was said to him by the knot maker, that it would be good if there were a hole down by the field where the umbilical tree leans out heavily over the river. Again, this friend will listen, as if he has not heard the thing that is being asked for, and only later, while trading salt with an old friend of his own, will he once again bring up the matter of the knot. "It will be good if the clouds come tonight," he might say, "for a hole has yet to be dug in that place by the elderly river where the umbilical tree is leaning." Now these two friends can trade salt, and when this is done, the friend who has just listened to the talk of a hole will leave with his traded salt without ever learning of the need for a knot. But later, while visiting with an old friend, he too will make sure to point out what by now has been made clear over the countless generations that these friends have been trading salt, that there has yet to be any hole dug near the old umbilical tree that is leaning out over the river. Having traded salt for many years, this friend will listen once again to the talk of holes that are not yet dug, and of knots not yet made, and later when he goes to visit an old friend, he too will make sure to mention, in passing, that he has heard of a hole that needs digging, and that the place marked for this digging can be found in a field where the old umbilical tree is leaning out over the river. In this way, the need for a hole will go from one friend to the next, until it at last reaches the man in the village who is best able to dig the hole that is being asked for, the hole digger. And when this latest mention of digging has at last reached him, the digger of holes will gather his digging tool and make his way to the place by the river where the old tree is leaning and where the hole can now be dug.